A couple other things is Carter's Beach has been a real concern for the folks that live on Carter's Beach Road. Safety concern with the amount of people that come in to visit that absolute gem. And of course, making sure we have proper infrastructure there to protect our beach. So that has been a something that I have been working on in opposition, and I hope that we'll see some type of an announcement on infrastructure or what we'll be able to do to try to protect the beach that we have and alleviate some of the concerns of those who live there. I would like to see that by spring.
How's that coming? That's always been the challenge down there, and the previous government basically almost took a hard line on that to say, look, that is a protected beach, and we're not even going to look at opening it up. But people are still going down there. We know they're going to use it. So, how's the tack different in what your government's doing in the approach? Are you trying to find a management system that allows people access without destroying the sensitive infrastructure, ecosystems,
Yeah,
and things?
absolutely. So that has always been the position that I took on this. Because, we all know that as much as we would like to tuck our little gem away, that it's not happening. We see increased amount of visitors there every year. And so we need to make sure, and we're not going to stop that with the power of social media. I remember one day I stopped in Halifax and a gentleman asked me where I was from, and I mentioned Liverpool, and he said, "Oh my gosh, Carter's Beach." He's like, "I just moved from Toronto, and I was told that's the first place I need to go visit." So it's, we're never going to stop the people coming. So what we need to do is to make sure that we have the proper infrastructure in there so that we are protecting the sand dunes. So make sure that the boardwalk is going down so people are not trouncing through, the sand dunes, or to make sure there's proper facilities so people are not trouncing through the sand dunes to find a place. So, so that's always been my goal, was to make sure that we have the proper infrastructure there to protect to the beach and to alleviate the concerns, like I said, of those living on Carter's Beach Road. The people that live on that road have endured a lot. People coming in, blocking their driveways, if they're asked to move, the rude comments. So it's gone on way too long, and I've committed to those folks that I am going to make that a priority, and I will make that a priority.
Well, we have the 20 minutes just flown by here. Are you?
I could talk forever.
Oh, I know it. I love it. That's great.
I guess one other thing,
Yeah.
Ed, that is certainly a huge concern to me that I will continue to work on is housing. Affordable, accessible housing. Way too often, I have people coming into my constituency office or reaching out that their landlord is now selling the property. They have no place to live. The rent that is here is too high. Like, I'm hearing all kinds of things. So for me, that's a huge concern. And I can tell you that many of these stories weigh heavy on my heart at night and keep me awake. When I have a mother calling me and saying she has young children and, think she's probably going to be living in her car by next month, I don't go to sleep well at night thinking about how can I help. So, and sadly, the supply is just not there like it was. We've had great, immigration. People have moved from within Canada. They love what we have here in Queens County, and it's fabulous. But our housing supply and our it has is pretty much gone now. And people that had chose to rent have now decided to sell. So we need to really put a focus on housing and building. Government has really taken on that file, and we see some development in the urban area, but that That's not just, you know, that issue is not just in urban Nova Scotia. It's in rural areas as well.
Yeah, we saw that the federal government, you know, brought forward some monies, but it seemed to that really just got directed towards urban centers.
It did, yes.
Is there any thought to approaching the federal government for assistance in a rural plan?
Absolutely. I think the housing minister is looking at that. But also, for me personally, I've been working with our local region, because we see across the province, many municipalities are really stepping up to try to, you know, to do something within their communities. So I have been working behind the scenes with the CAO and the mayor to try to see what we can bring forth. And certainly then I would take that to our housing minister to make sure that it would be a priority. But it's right across our province. You know, I know every MLA is feeling it. And there is extreme urgency in this, you know. Everyone deserves a home. Everyone deserves a place to call home. Mm-hmm.
Well, again, that's a lot to cover here. It's a good catch up. I'm glad you could make the time for me today. And, you know, I guess we'll be seeing you again in the new year. So until then, Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas, Ed. It's always a pleasure to sit and chat with you. I really appreciate this time.